Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Rihanna, Katy Perry and Justin Bieber performed at it, while Kim Kardashian, Tony Blair, John Cena and Boris Johnson were on the guest list. This was a wedding in India, which has been going on for about 6 months. It just ended at the weekend. The bill was about 500 million euro, making it the world's most expensive wedding. We're joined by Sarah Kennedy from the Irish Wedding Blog. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
Are you appalled or does a little bit of you tingle at the thought of this?
I'm really conflicted, I must admit. In one side of it, I love weddings. I live and breathe them. So it's great to see great weddings happening and there's so much content. It's wonderful. But on the other side of it, I'm like, come on, guys, it's a cost of living crisis across the world. My God, what could be done with that money? But look, do you know what it is? It's very much a show wedding. So if you think about it, the couple, and I think the families of the couple, they really wanted to make sure that the Western world saw them and saw just how wealthy they are and just exactly the extremes that they are able to go to. Because why else would you have the likes of the Kardashians and Hollywood stars appear at the wedding in Congress? So that side of it, I do kind of like, it does jar with me slightly, but it's amazing content to watch. So fair play to them.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, though, while it was extraordinarily opulent, they had all these people there, as you mentioned, who they'd never met before and probably never would again, who presumably got a fee or something. Was there any, did you see any original ideas in it? Did you see anything in the way they put it all, or the various celebrations that put them together, that you could say, God, you could adapt that, obviously, and, you know, at a cost of considerably less?
Well, look, what I think has really shone a light on this particular wedding is just how beautiful Indian weddings and the culture of Indian weddings are, and just how they've got such a beautiful system of rituals that they take. And it's not just that, you know, that one day and then, you know, you've got the ceremony. There's a lot more emphasis being put on, I suppose, the ceremony and the rituals that go with it. Whereas, I suppose, if you look at it from an Irish context, you know, your ceremony can be anything from 15 minutes to an hour, depending on how you get married. And that's really the symbolism. And then the rest is the party. Whereas they kind of blend and merge that with loads of different meaning over the course of several days. And I think that's just fascinating to watch, because imagine trying to do that in an Irish context. You thought 500 million was bad. I'm sure the Irish bill would be 10 times worse. But I think what a lot of people will take out of it is really just, you know, the different moments that they were able to create. And I think what you're going to see globally is more and more seeing that actually you can book celebrities to come and sing at your wedding. It's accessible, and they, if you pay the right price, they'll come to it. Because if you were to ask Justin Bieber, maybe even 5 years ago, would Justin Bieber do a wedding? Most people would think that's unattainable. But then you see him turn up and perform the few days before the wedding. And it wasn't even the actual wedding. It's a few days before the wedding. And he was there doing a performance. Like, to even see things like that, that starts to get people thinking, going, God, I'd love, you know, my favorite band to play at my wedding. And then it starts to open that. Like, they even did a cruise a few weeks in advance. And on that cruise, they had Katy Perry and the Backstreet Boys performing. So, like, just even to think about, you know, like, they put on in a full entertainment system, never mind a wedding for their family and friends. So I think there is that piece. But for the general punter, like, it's very hard to emulate the different things that they did. And actually, there's very little that we see on the core detail, apart from the fashion. Different things like that, we see an awful lot that's come out in terms of detail around the fashion. But in terms of things like the decor, a lot of the decor was actually very like what you would see at most luxurious weddings. There was nothing that I could say outside of the traditional, Indian weddings. There was nothing there that would be like, oh, I've never really seen that before, or okay, that, you know, somebody could do that themselves.
Yeah. Though am I right in this? He was playing wearing runners.
Yeah, look, I can't cope with this. Like, imagine spending 500 million on a wedding and you rock up in a pair of runners. Like, you'd kill them. Like, you couldn't have it, you know? Mm. So that's, he did. Now, I'm sure they're very expensive runners, but I saw in the entrance, he walked out, because there's loads of snippets of the day. They would have had, like, quite a lot of social media content creators creating luxury content for them. But one of the pieces, he walked out with his mom, and she is absolutely sensational. And his suit and his wear is absolutely beautiful. And then he's got a pair of runners on. I was like, Why would you do that?
I assume they were designer runners, or did he just go down to the equivalent of Dunn's?
I can guarantee you, I'd say the runners were more expensive than my house. I'm not knocking that, but I just think there's a time and a place for a pair of runners, and it's probably not at your own wedding, but, you know, he probably was on his feet for a long day, meeting, greeting the 16,000.
Yeah, you'd wonder as well, though. I mean, if, you know, they're creating a huge amount of content out of this, is there then maybe a bit of product placement going on? I know there these people don't need the money.
There's no declarations. Well, look, they certainly don't need the money. This is really just to show how much wealth that they actually have. So, you know, there's no kind of scheme in there. Like, you know, they're not holding out for the big one media deal. Like, they are just delighted that the world's eyes are on them. So it's less about that, whereas you may have some other celebrities that are maybe more the US side or even Irish side that will hold out for that magazine deal, that will hold out for that partnership, and they will have their wedding par funded by that. Whereas with these guys, money's no object. You know, they just want to be seen. And that's the cusp of it.
Yeah, it's mad stuff. Sarah, thanks a million. As ever, that was Sarah Kennedy there. From the Irish Wedding blog. Mick says, would you be able to get Pearl Jam for my birthday? I can go to 15 grand, but that's my max. Well, it's not, Sarah doesn't organise these things that you know, you'd have to find out who their agent was. Ed says, Jesus, if that had been my daughter, she'd have been divorced before the wedding was over. Yeah, you'd kind of think so, but I assume they had just people doing all that stuff. Kev makes a fair point. Now, I mean, the thing was heavily criticised in India because you have these extraordinarily wealthy people doing this, plus huge levels of poverty, grinding poverty in parts of India. Kev says, 500 million going to suppliers and venues, so lots of businesses and workers are paid. That's a good point. Rob wonders, for half a billion, could they not have got better guests than Tony Blair and Boris? They probably did. They probably wanted to make, I don't know. It's probably how, no, I mean, you get Boris, I'd say, for way less than half a billion.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.